to be with us. Woo! Thank you for joining us.
First radio show of the spring semester.
Is it? I thought it was the second. It's the first.
It's the first of the
You're
spring.
You're so right, Taylor. Mm-hmm. It's the first one of the spring. Happy spring semester, everyone. Woo. We hope that if you are a transfer student, you're finding your way nicely, fitting in well, which means not fitting in at all, and doing what you do best and being happy. Hello, Clay.
My new mod mate has been wonderful.
Yes,
very kind.
I helped him find the red barn today, so if you see any people wandering around looking like they don't know what they're doing, they're probably transfer students not knowing how to find shit.
And so you should help them.
Exactly.
And Clay and I were talking the other day on the couch about how, like, being a transfer student is actually a great thing because then you have a reason to approach strangers and be like, hey, I'm new. Can you tell me where to go? And then you can strike up a conversation and, like, maybe actually make friends with them. But, like, if you're a regular student, you can't just be like, yo.
Yo. Where's the Cole Science Center? I don't know where it is. Okay.
All right.
Well, anyway, so we're going to
get this song stuck in everyone's head because it's been stuck in our heads all week. It's amazing.
True story. This one, Taylor.
So happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love I had to make, I still remember. We'll be right back.
So, ooh. Sorry for hurting your ears, guys. I'm sorry that I start every time that I come back from a song with so, because I have no idea what to talk about half of the time. Today I didn't make a list, and I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I'm a terrible, terrible DJ.
We'll improvise.
Improvising okay. is great.
I found something. So I've been listening to a lot of Indian music lately. It just appeals to me a lot. So I want to play something for you guys. I'll just play this one for now. So that was a song that is played commonly during the Festival of Lights, which is known as Diwali, celebrated in Hindu, mostly, households during between mid-October and mid-December. It's exciting interest of mine.
We were talking about how in America, when you're born here, it's so beautiful that you're automatically an American, and like even by other Americans, you're considered American. I mean, I guess we still have racism, but in France, like if me or Taylor were to go to France and like have a baby there and who grew up there, the baby would like and start a home there and live there, the baby would not be like considered French by the French people. He would be considered American, but in, he would come to America and he would be considered a little French boy because he speaks French. So it's very hard for people sometimes. But also, it's a beautiful thing that we have such an open door policy and kind of, not really. I don't know. Right now, I'm taking my grandma's side, who came over and escaped the Holocaust thanks to America, she says. And she's always like, we should be very thankful for America's open door and loving nature. The world is a rainbow. Oh, no. Isn't that? No. Wrong one. It's the America is a melting pot one that I wanted to start singing, but now the moment is gone.
So we'll let Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Remind me not to ever act this way.
so sorry, but that was part of our teenage angst phase. Also, you guys got to deal with the punches. Roll with them. You know what?
I used to listen to that song in sixth grade all the time, over and over and over.
Yeah, that takes me back to my middle school days.
Oh, middle school.
When I was so troubled.
Wasn't everyone?
Yeah.
I think that was just like a thing.
If you weren't troubled, there was something wrong with you. If you weren't troubled, then you were the one making me troubled. And fuck you. Okay.
Thank you.
I like that you talk while the music's playing, Taylor.
That's what they do on the real radio.
I know, I never do it.
It's nice.
But I'll start because you do it.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, I am taking my first trip by myself on public transportation.
Whoa! What?
Yes, I am in college, and this is my first time on a bus.
We are so proud. Alone.
So I'm going to see my boyfriend's band, John's band, tomorrow at New Year's Revolution, and they're playing in Hartford, Connecticut. And his record label, Fairweather Records, is giving all the proceeds of the show to the Tommy Fund for kids with cancer. So everyone should go. If anyone's listening to this, you should go to it. It's $8 donation minimum, and all the money goes to the kids. And so here, I'm going to play a sample of his band. They're opening. It starts at 6. It's in Hartford at Trinity College. Here we go. And why?
Well, you ask me all the time what you did wrong, but there's nothing I can say to make this right. My words are like smoke, they're here and they're gone, and another cigarette, and then we'll call it a night.
New Year's Revolution.
I thought it was really good, Taylor. I thought that
the cello makes it.
Yeah, that. And I was going to say that, but that was your thing to say because you, that was your thought.
It's true.
And so I can't steal thoughts now or I'd be a thief. Which is why I'm going to say my own thought and say that I need self-affirmation sometimes.
It's more looking at Zoe's Facebook page.
It's more me looking at my Facebook page over and over and over again. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's the only person I stalk is myself.
That's why I kind of stopped using my Facebook.
I think I need to stop too, but then how would I get the radio show out? Maybe I should
only use it for those things. That's the only time. Look at my Facebook. Yeah. I think the last post was like 2 weeks ago for the radio show.
Yeah, I only... Okay, so I should only use it for the radio show. So I should deactivate my normal Facebook and only have the radio show Facebook.
That's an idea.
That is an idea. It's a good idea, I think. All right. Great, great things are in our futures.
Thank you.
We're about to play an Immortal Technique song next. We hope you have great freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, motherfucker. Step in the club smoothly with the L in my hand. Bitches know that I'm a freak like the Elephant Man. Intelligent plans, fuck a record deal. I want development land with my benevolent clan. And that's the reason that I only trust my fam. 40,000 records sold, 400 grand. Fuck a middleman, I won't pay anyone else. I'll bootleg it and sell it to the streets myself. I'd rather be that than signed and stuck on a shelf. And because of this, executives try to diss me. Racism frozen in time like Walt Disney. And now they say they want to get me signed to the majors. If I switch up my politics and change my behavior, trying to tell me what the rhyme about over the beat. Bitch niggas that never spent a day in the street. But I repeat that, nobody can hold my reins. I put the truth on tracks, niggas, simple and plain. I guess to America, I'm a disaster. A slave that was destined to own his masters. Independent in every single sense of the word. I say what I want, you fucking little sensitive herb. This is America. Thought we had freedom of speech. But now you wanna try to control the way that I speak. And O'Reilly, you think you a patriot? Yeah, right. You ain't nothing but a motherfucking racist bitch. Full of hatred, pressing a button, trying to eject me. But I don't got no motherfucking deal with Pepsi. No corporate sponsor telling me what to do. Asking me to tone it down during an interview. Trying to minimize the issue, but I'm keeping it large. I love the place I live, but I hate the people in charge. Speaking is hard when you got strings attached. So I'ma say it for you, cause I don't got none of that. And if you didn't understand what I spit at your brain, hey yo son, let this little nigga explain. Come on, son, y'all niggas know the way that I do. ImmortalTechnique.com live for you. And I know sometimes it be making you nervous the way I smash puppet rappers that belong in a circus. You motherfuckers just can't compare. Looking for a fan base that's no longer there. I know that you're scared and you're hiding up in the cut. But this is freedom of speech, nigga, tell them what's up. Word, nigga, fuck John Ashcroft. Nigga, fuck Fox News. Fuck those snake-ass bitches trying to manipulate your opinion, telling you what to think. Word the fuck up, nigga. Like, we invading niggas because we want to free them. You racist motherfucker. You don't give a shit about those people. You can suck my dick. Relax, Tech, relax. Another rum and coke at the bar, nigga. It's my day off. Word up. Fuck. For the kids. For the kids.
So that was Mortal Technique, and I'm going to give a shout out to two people. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm slurring my words at all. Okay, I'm going to give a shout out to two people, Michelle and Mirades. Michelle's at the Yiddish Book Center. Shout out to the Yiddish Book Center. I love you, Yiddish Book Center.
Woo!
You are the best place of work on this campus. And Brad, why don't you just say it?
And a shout out to DC.
Because Brad is from DC. Shout out to New Haven, Fair Haven, all the havens for Taylor.
And some long, great long neck, some great neck.
Some not long necks at greatnecks.com.
Great necks have great sex.
Great necks. Great necks have great sex. And usually not. Great neck people, they might have tons of sex, but it's not that great. I'm the opposite, though. Okay.
I love people who run places while they're on campus. there's this one kid that I know that I just see all the time. I don't know him at all.
Does he run like Naruto? Like with his hands behind his back?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it like he just starts off walking at like casually and then all of a sudden he'll start darting. And it'll be I'm just glad people like that go here. All kinds of people go here. Like Brad. Time for the next song. That was supposed to be the interlude. Like Brad. So if you listen to the first 3 seconds of that song and the last 3 seconds,
they match up perfectly.
They're the same exact thing. They both go, make out kids never had a chance to be best friends. Right? Like, that's the last 3 seconds, and that's, like, the first, the beginning.
It's just really strange.
It's, yeah, it's very, yeah, yeah.
Oh, when I look to the shape of my heart, it's separated only by scar. That cut in and cut out, oh, will leave me without a heart that functions at all. And when I look to the shape of the sky, I give thanks for this hollow chest of mine. I know.
Okay, so we're on air, you guys. And we're so glad to be on air, because when we're on air, we are not on the ground. Brad thought that was really funny. But we all know what level Brad's on. I just want to make fun of Brad all show.
Shut up, I'm the only Brad at
Hampshire. Is that really true?
Really? Yeah, I'm going to find that out. Yeah, how? Okay.
No, there isn't
Oh, and he doesn't, isn't a student?
No, he's like 40.
Oh, he's the weird one! Yeah. He's the scary looking one who's always
Brad,
like, he's like with his eyes, and he's like very like, scary! Brad. Brad.
I'll be the grapes fermented, bottled and served with a table set in my finest suit, like a perfect gentleman. I'll be the fire escape that's bolted to the ancient brick where you will sit and contemplate your day. Judgments on the brink. I'll be the phonograph that plays your favorite albums back as you're lying there, drifting off to sleep.
Drifting off to sleep.
I'll be the platform shoes and do what heredity's done to you. You won't have to strain.
So look into my eyes.
I'll be your winter coat, buttons up straight to the throat with a collar up, so you won't catch cold. Take you far from the cynics in this town and kiss you on the mouth. We'll cut our bodies free from the tethers of the scene. Start a brand new colony where everything will change. We'll give ourselves new names, identities erased. The sun.
So Brad's going to go get us food now, and it's just me and Taylor. And
so that's a lot nicer.
Very much more pleasant. Hope he can't hear this, which he can't because he's getting us food in the bridge. Hope no one in the bridge is playing the yurt. Sorry that was so loud, guys. Saw that it went into the red and yada yada. Anyway, because it went, yeah. Taylor knows what I'm talking. Oh, it still goes into the red. The red, the red, the red, the red. Taylor, you're great. You're great, Taylor. What can I say? You're so great.
So we're going to see the Yellow Boat tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to see the high school.
It's a play about HIV, a little boy with HIV, college
play, not high school.
Div 3 person? I'm not maybe positive. Possibly, I don't know.
So it's tonight at 7.
Yeah.
In EDH, it's $3 for students.
Everyone should go.
And then it's tomorrow also, and then the weekend after that.
Yep. There are many times there's like matinees and blah blah blahs and play the next song. Because I don't feel like talking anymore. We need to get like a code word, like "and Philadelphia," so like, the audience.
I listened in, yes, I'm guilty of this, you should know this. I broke down and wrote you back before you had a chance to forget, forgotten. I am moving past this, giving notice. I have to go, yes, I know the feeling, know you're leaving.
I'm ready, Taylor. So there's this beautiful light fixture that was put up by a class in the bus stop. It's really cool. It uses like recycled materials, so like old bottles and old things. Anyway.
I haven't seen it yet up close. I just noticed it for the first time from the yurt right now, and it's really pretty.
It's really pretty. Everyone should go see it.
And I think there's also like writing on the bus stop, like walls, aren't there?
I think so.
I noticed that earlier.
Anyway, this might be our last song, depending on if the next radio show gets here or not. Hopefully they won't, and we can stay because we got a couple more songs for you. But I think you should play the Flaming Lips.
But Brad's not even back yet.
But, like, I feel like he'll get back while the song's playing.
It's true.
Do you think he'll be upset that we played it without him?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, all right. Then we should.
Then I'll play Saint Seneca. That's one of my favorite bands right now.
I want you to play Leaves.
Okay, fine. I'll play Leaves.
Thank you.
I love, love the way you look at me.
Hi, everyone. We're so glad you joined us for our show today. And now we have songs left over to play for you next week.
A bunch.
A bunch, including Brad's Flaming Lips. So maybe he'll be here with us next week. Maybe he'll join us out as a permanent fixture. I don't know. It's his decision. The yurt's always open. Here's the next show. I hope you guys keep listening. And enjoy.